One of the big things that came up in this past session, the short session, was the Asheville Districts Bill. Now, I know that you've talked about that before in a forum that you did, but can you tell me what your position was on that bill and how it played out? What did you think of all that went on with that?
You know, I wasn't there. I didn't participate in the discussions, and so I can only speculate. All I know that it's worked very well for the county. Now, it's kind of odd that the city was not brought into the discussions at all, and I am a little concerned about that. But as far as the, I don't know what your question is, but if it's, do I believe that letting each district have their own representation, you know, I believe in self-determination. And right now, South Asheville is not fairly represented in the city council. So anything that could do to help that would be fine. But I do think the city should be involved.
So you're in favor of some sort of districts as long as the city has a voice at the table,
yes,
essentially. What about the other representatives? Because the other representatives from Buncombe County, besides Tom Apodaca at the time, were all opposed to this idea. And it may have been that they were opposed to the process, like you talked about.
I think that's what I've heard, at least. Mm-hmm. And so the process I do have concerns with. And I think that the voters ought to determine it. So let them decide whether they would like to have their own representative or whether they just want to be part of the group.
So if a district's bill did come up again, you'd be in favor of giving Asheville maybe a referendum to vote on it, possibly?
Well, Asheville can still do that. And it is the legislative's responsibility to approve that if they do that. But that's the route I would like to see happen. And I don't, from what I hear, there wouldn't be much opposition in Raleigh if they did that. Now, would I endorse a bill to force it on Asheville without their participation? I would like to be part of that discussion. But right now, until I'd see the bill and heard what they had to say and discussed with the Asheville itself, then no, I would not.
What did you think about the efforts across the state to, some would say, meddle in local affairs, the Wake County Board of Commissioners, the Greensboro City Council, and then the effort at the end for the Asheville City Council? What did you think about the efforts by especially Republican leaders to make changes to local city councils and boards of commissioners?
You know, that's what the state government's charged with. If you don't like that, then change the state law and get them to pass some regulations. But that is their charge of what they are supposed to do. Now, you can call it meddling if you want to, but it's doing their job. There again, I'd have to look at an individual basis, and sometimes the state knows better for a local community than the community does. The community has self-serving interests, and the state really doesn't have that much in the way of self-serving interests. You have to protect the citizens one way or the other.
What would you say to the arguments that they are for partisan game, like Republicans making changes so that they can elect more Republicans?
That's been part of the process for years. And if they want to redistrict and change, then that might be one way to handle that. But it's still representation. For instance, if South Asheville got their representation, they'd have one of the city council people. That would not affect what was going on city council whatsoever. But the people in South Asheville would have somebody they could go to and talk to and feel connected with. So there's part of that as well. And the city has not done it, so the state stepped in.